Hello, Away Islanders! Did you know our episodes have been downloaded more than 3 million times? We're so thankful to have listeners and fans all over the world, in the US and Canada, in Australia and New Zealand, in the United Kingdom and Ireland, in India, South Africa, Japan, and more. We'd love to know where you're listening from. You can ask a grown-up to help you tell us. Thank you, everyone, for listening to our show. And now, let's relax with our new story.
If you haven't already, please become a member of Be Calm on Awe Island podcast on Patreon. You'll find all your favorite episodes there and so much more. Your support will help us grow to bring you more of the content you've requested. Thank you for listening. Now, let's relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath, in and out. Again, deep breath, in and out. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath. In and out. Today, the air will help you feel calm, as if you are resting on a cloud. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You will start by focusing on your feet. Slowly move up to your head and end by thinking about your entire body. Ready to find your cloud? It is in a warm and sunny sky. The cloud is soft and fluffy, like a giant pillow. The breeze circles you as you lie back on the cozy pile of fluff. Think about your feet, focusing on how they feel. Do your feet feel warm or cool as they float on the soft cloud? Do you feel the breeze whooshing between your toes? Does the wind tickle the bottom of your feet? Let the cloud float your body up and breathe like a dragon, in and out. Focus on your legs. How do they feel? Let the cloud support them. Your legs are light and floating, just like your feet. Relax and feel the warm breeze swirl around you as the soft cloud gently rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Think about your back. How does it feel? Relax into the fluffy cloud and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The soft cloud hugs and gently rocks you as you float in the air. How do your hands feel? Your hand is open, with your fingers spread out, allowing the breeze to circle them. Feel your hands soften as they float on the warm cloud. Your body is light and calm, hugged by the comfy little cloud. Think about your arms. How do they feel? The wind gently swirls around them as you rest your arms on the fluffy cloud. With your feet, legs, back, hands, and arms all relaxing, notice the lightness in your body and float. Focus on your shoulders. Feel them soften as they settle into the cloud. Breathe like a dragon, in and out. The cloud hugs your body gently and rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Think about your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel the wind sway your head from side to side as your head rests on your cloud pillow. Enjoy the feeling of comfort as the cloud gently cushions your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. The soft breeze swirls around your face and body, relaxing you even more. Now, your whole body is floating as the cozy cloud supports your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax and feel the cloud hug and rock you back and forth. Back and forth, wrapped in the airy blanket. As you continue to float, let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathing in through your nose and breathing fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Snowy Memories. As the sun barely peeked over the horizon, the sound of gentle snoring floated out of Dragon's Cave. Slowly, the lovely light flowed across the land. Shadows of the bare trees fell across the snowy forest floor. The floor of the cozy cave warmed as sunshine spilled into Dragon's home and gradually rose up onto Dragon's mossy bed. The gentle snoring of the little dragon stopped as the sunlight reached Dragon's eyelids. Dragon blinked and squinted into the morning sun. With a smile, Dragon stretched and sat up. Dragon took a deep dragon breath in and out. To get ready for a wonderful morning. As Dragon's feet touched the warm floor, Dragon sighed happily, feeling grateful. The morning sun had already warmed the floor, even though it was a cool winter morning. Dragon stood up and walked back to the cool spring pool in the cave, wanting a refreshing drink of water. Sunshine sparkled on the rippling surface as Dragon scooped up a bit to drink. Feeling invigorated, Dragon looked towards the entrance to the cave and blinked. Outside, everything was white. Dragon blinked again. It was so bright. Dragon smiled and took a deep dragon breath, in and out. Enjoying the peaceful scene. Everything always seemed to be so peaceful after a snowfall. Of course, the world had been tucked in under a fluffy blanket of snow. As Dragon watched, sunlight sparkled off the piles of snowflakes. Dragon heard a drip, 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 drop. Dragon heard it again. Drip, 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 drop. Curious, Dragon looked up just as a drop of water fell with a splash on Dragon's nose. Dragon shook the water off, feeling a little surprised. Then Dragon realized what had happened and stepped outside the cave for a better look. The snow above the entrance was melting in the warm sun. As the melted snow dripped towards the ground, the cold air caught the water drops, forming icicles. Dragon took a deep dragon breath, in and out. The flames tickled the little icicles, warming them until they had completely changed into water once more. Dragon watched the newly made water splash down to the ground. Icicles were pretty to look at, but a bit cold to stand under. Dragon felt relieved the roof was cleaned off. But now there was a puddle of water quickly freezing on the ground. Dragon worried that friends might slip as they came to visit. So with another deep dragon breath in and out, the flames heated the ground and the puddle, creating steam. Dragon enjoyed the warmth as steam danced upward while the puddle evaporated slowly. With the entrance to the cave safe once again, Dragon decided to go for a walk to explore the snowy enchanted forest. It was certain to look magnificent. The snow made the ground appear soft. As Dragon's paw stepped into the fresh snow, Dragon knew it was as soft as it looked, though a bit chilly. The snow surrounded Dragon's paws with each step. Dragon smiled with each step further in among the trees. In addition to the sparkling snow, the trees glistened with miniature icicles dripping from the branches of the oak and maple trees. The pine trees twinkled in the sunlight as the winter breeze rippled through the blue-green needles. Then there was the graceful willow tree. The gently swinging branches glimmered in the sunlight. As the tiny icicles touched, the forest filled with the sound of wind chimes. With eyes closed, Dragon enjoyed the sound. When Dragon's eyes opened once more, Dragon noticed a ring of what looked like strawberry, raspberry, and blueberry bushes with very large berries. Except that the berries and the bushes were both bright white. They were all made of snow. Dragon smiled, happy to see the raccoons had been having so much fun with the snow. Dragon's eyes closed, and Dragon took a deep dragon breath, in and out. Imagining the sweet taste of strawberries, raspberries, and blueberries. Dragon's eyes opened, and Dragon thanked the raccoons for the pleasant memory. Then Dragon walked a bit further to the squirrel's home in the willow tree. Dragon smiled at the sight of the lilac and apple blossoms made of snow. Dragon's eyes closed once more as Dragon took a deep dragon breath in and out. Imagining the scent of the lilac and apple blossoms filling the air, Dragon thanked the squirrels for their snow art. Dragon turned to head home. As Dragon reached the pine tree near the cozy cave, Dragon noticed a ring of roses surrounding it. Dragon chuckled with a shake of the head. How had Dragon missed that on the way out? Of course, the little bunny would have snow sculptures. Ballet was an artist. Dragon circled the tree, taking a deep dragon breath in and out. Imagining a colorful rose garden filled with a rainbow of roses. Deep red roses, roses with bright orange petals, some happy yellow flowers, deep green leaves, a few exotic blue roses, and even delicate purple roses. The air seemed to fill with their fragrance. Of course, a little bunny happily hopped through the imaginary garden. When Dragon's eyes opened, there was a little bunny looking up at Dragon, with ears up, questioning. Dragon quickly scooped Ballet up in a big thank you hug. Dragon thanked the little bunny for sharing her talents with the forest. Dragon set her back down gently and waved goodbye. The little bunny waved goodbye with a smile and hopped back under the cozy branches of her pine tree. Dragon yawned, stepping into the cozy cave. With one last look at the winter wonderland, Dragon smiled. Dragon stretched and walked over to the mossy bed, circling it to fluff up the moss. Dragon picked up the blanket and gave it a hug. Then Dragon flipped the blanket up into the air. As it slowly floated down, Dragon hopped onto the soft bed. The sleepy dragon snuggled in for a nap, enjoying a warm hug from the colorful quilt. Grateful thoughts rolled through Dragon's mind. The little dragon felt thankful for the beautiful morning. Dragon felt happy to have a warm blanket to snuggle with. Most of all, Dragon felt very grateful. The little bunny, the squirrels, and the raccoons had shared their snow sculptures with the forest. Dragon enjoyed them and knew the others would as well. The little dragon wrapped arms and tail around in a tight hug and relaxed. Taking a deep dragon breath in and out. Dragon's eyes closed. With another deep dragon breath in and out. Dragon calmed even more and smiled, feeling completely content. With one more deep dragon breath in and out, Dragon's mind quieted and drifted to sleep, imagining the sparkling forest. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.